When disaster strikes, will you be ready?
Good evening, and we begin tonight with the monster hurricane and its deadly impact already.
When all hope is gone, will the government be there for you? If you're looking for ways to take your prepping to the next level, then you've come to the right place. Broadcasting from a secure and well-prepared location, it's time for Prepping 2.0. And now, please welcome authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
And welcome, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher, along with my co-host, Glenn Tate, who is also my co-host in real life.
Whoa, that's code word for being married.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
We're married and stuff.
It's a cool thing.
By the way, anytime you end a sentence with the words "and stuff," it's not persuasive, it's not cool. And I do that a lot. I don't care. Please continue.
All righty. We're married.
And stuff.
And good stuff, I guess. So you have a couple things you want to tell our listeners.
Yes. I would like to tell folks about Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. It's a way to sponsor this show because why? We have production costs. We have a real live radio producer. You hear him. He does an amazing job. It costs us a fair amount of money. It's worth every penny.
He's
but we wanted
it.
To give you a really good show. So patreon.com/prepping2-0 will, or 2.0, pardon me, prepping 2.0.
Are you saying the website?
No, the Patreon.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
The Patreons. Anyway, 2.0, and you'll find us there. And you can sponsor us $2 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, 20 or more. And you get a bunch of stuff, blah, blah, blah.
It's all listed there, yep.
It's all on the Patreon thing. And so another thing I want to talk about is our website, which is prepping2-0.com, 2-0.com. You're going to see two items on there, and I want to highlight these because they're important. One is there's going to be something called How to Listen. And there we're going to have a link to iTunes for the show. By the way, as we record this, we don't have an iTunes account right now
because we're
doing
there
this.
Yet.
We're doing
it goes
this so fast. We're doing this so fast. We're recording
it
episodes.
It is so fast.
Yes.
It is at the speed of Glenn and Shelby.
Yes, that's right. So here's an example of that. We hadn't even recorded an episode, and all of a sudden, two radio stations. We were on two radio stations without any product yet. So it's moving really, really fast, which we love. So bear with me. By the time this airs, this will probably be up.
By the time this airs, we'll be in Russia. We'll be on the airwaves
what?
In Russia. No, wait a minute. No, we won't. Nah.
Здравствуйте.
Okay.
Anyway. Yes. So we're going to have a link on there to the iTunes so you can get the show. We're going to be on Stitcher. Link there. This is on the prepping2-0.com website. Link to Podbean. Link to the latest show.
YouTube.
And then YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. We don't have videos because we don't show our faces for a variety of reasons. And so it's a link, and you can listen to it on YouTube, which is really cool. And then there will be a link to the radio stations airing this show. You might
and
even be listening.
And those are growing by the numbers.
I know. We have a call next week that maybe we're going to be on some more radio stations.
That'd be awesome.
This is exploding. The other thing, so that's the How to Listen tab that you need to look at. The other one is called How to Grow the Prepping 2.0 Community. And this is really important.
It is.
Because a lot of people need to hear this message about that next level in prepping. They need to hear about prepping in general. There are a lot of places they can hear about that, and they're all good. You should listen to all those other places. But this is that intermediate step, that next step, prepping 2.0.
And people ask us about this a lot. When we go to conferences and things like that, they ask, how do I meet other preppers?
Yes.
We tend to be private because we don't want people to know what our business, but we also realize we need other people to so that we can depend on them.
Sure.
And it's hard. So yeah, that's why we're trying to help do that.
Grow the community is
what we're
doing.
Grow the community and make it so that people can link up with other trusted people.
Exactly. So there'll be a tab called How to Grow the Community, How to Grow the Prepping 2.0 Community. There'll be a thing on there. We'll say, hey, Facebook, share. We're going to send out Facebook posts with all of our episodes. Share our Facebook posts with your friends about each episode. iTunes, you go on and subscribe and rate.
And download. Because that helps us.
Subscribe, download, and rate. Stitcher, same thing. Subscribe, download, and rate. Podbean, you know what I'm going to say? Subscribe, download, and rate. YouTube, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is cool. By the way, the team guys, it was really funny. When this was like before anybody knew about it, we were hanging out, and they all got on their phones and started subscribing. It was very cool. And comment on each episode. Comments on YouTube are a big deal because it tells the YouTube algorithm that something's going on that's really engaging people. So subscribe and comment on the YouTube channel. The radio stations. Candidly, I don't expect many of you guys to do this, but it'd be kind of cool. The radio stations, email them and say, wow, that prepping 2.0 thing, that's pretty cool. And then sponsors, we have sponsors, and we're going to have more as this thing rolls on. Buy their products, for doggone sake.
We trust these people.
Yeah, we have these products.
We use them. We love them.
Yeah, yes. And tell them, and, you know, if there's like a little, you know, special notes for order, you know, it's like order notes and stuff. You can say like you heard about on Prepping 2.0. And, of course, Patreon, link to our subscription page, patreon.com/prepping2.0. Shelby, you have an announcement about a way people can meet us.
Absolutely. And I hope that as you're listening to Glenn, you're hearing what I want to say here. We know that our message could very easily get us deplatformed somewhere. We know it's a matter of time before Facebook goes, oops, you guys are a little too far out there. You're a little too, I don't know, wing nutty. Whatever they decide to call us names. Here's the thing. We're on the right. We're so used to being called. We're so used to just taking shots. So if we get deplatformed, you will know our website. You will know other ways to reach us. You will know other ways to hear us. And that is our way of prepping, because that for a while people are like, oh no, what are you going to do if you don't have your Facebook page? Here's 2,000 other ways to keep in touch and to keep listening.
So and the email, and pardon me, the yes. Email newsletter is a great way. When you go on to 299days.com and agreatstate.com, there's a big thing there. Sign up for our newsletter. Listen, we don't sell your stuff. We don't share your stuff. I wouldn't even honor a subpoena if I got one, because I know ways to get around those, because I'm a lawyer and
He's
stuff.
A lawyer.
So your stuff's safe with us, and get the newsletter, because that way
You can always find out from us. So again, so let me repeat those websites. For Glenn's website, it's 299days.com. And again, go in there and check out all of his good stuff and sign up for his newsletter. Mine is agreatstate.com. One cool thing about my website is that I have recipes on it. And I'm going to kind of mention those a little bit today. So the other thing, though, before we go there, book signing. Grab your iPhones or grab your pencil and paper. I'm going to give you a date. If you are in Oregon and would like to join Glenn and I for a really cool book signing, I'm excited about all book signings, because you and I walk away from them just energized.
You meet
amazing people, just amazing people. That's the bottom line. So it's from 2 to 5 p.m. January 12th, 2019 at Beaver Creek Armory in Hillsboro, Oregon. And what's really cool is that years and years and years ago, I took a firearms class there by Hannah. And Hannah runs a women's handgun safety class and all of that there. And she was my inspiration for my character, Ash, in book one. She didn't know it until after the book was published. So she's kind of like, hey, this is kind of cool. So it's going to be really cool. You get to meet Ash, my inspiration for that character, and come and meet us. And we'll have books available to purchase, some of our swag and merchandise, and just hang out time in a cool gun store.
And that's always awesome. Hanging out, cool gun store. It's always fun. Well, Shelby, The title of this episode is Food Preps, Nutrition, and Layering. We're going to talk about nutrition, and layering might be a term people are unfamiliar with, and I hate it when I'm listening to a podcast and there's some unfamiliar term and I have to listen 48 minutes into it to find out what the heck
they're
talking about.
And that's kind of where it's at in the lineup,
In
too.
The lineup. So just so you guys know, layering means having some canned food, having some MREs, some freeze-dried stuff, having a garden, beans and rice, hunting, and you can see what we're talking about layering. It's not relying on one particular
thing. It's not just having canned goods for your preps.
Yes.
It's not just having MREs for your deep preps in particular, yeah.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about nutrition first, and then we're going to talk about layering. So we always start off our topics. It's so cool how we do this when we come up with these things. And our first question, we always ask ourselves and answer for the audience, why does this matter? Shelby, why does nutrition matter when it comes to food preps?
Nutrition matters mainly, it matters whether you're in a collapse or not. It matters that everything, and I'm going to sound like I'm some crazy, like, nutritional crazy person, but everything you put in your mouth is fuel. And so if you're going to put something in your mouth and you want it to be fuel, it needs to be packed with that which will fuel you. If you put something in your mouth that's empty of fuel, then it's going to do you no good. It's going to have an adverse effect on you. And especially in a collapse, when you are going to need high levels of energy under stress and under adverse conditions, it's that much more important. So that's kind of my technical way about it. And I always say to you, I hope I answered that the way you wanted me to.
No, there's no right answer.
And okay.
I would add this, though, that you're exactly right. You need the fuel. The other thing is that in a collapse situation, you're going to be dealing with stress, tremendous levels of stress, sleep deprivation. You're probably going to be around people who are sick, and I'm not talking pandemic stuff. I guess that could happen too. I doubt you can just eat healthy and not, you know, get a killer virus. So that's not what we're talking about. But I mean, you're going to be around sick people, people that are contained indoors. It's kind of like winter, right? When it's all snowy and gross out and everybody stays inside and everybody gets sick.
Shares their germs.
Spreads really easily. So you're going to need extra nutrition because of the extra demands that have been placed upon you. And the bad thing is that when there's a collapse, your sources of food, your sources of good food are going to go down unless you're a prepper. Ha ha, that's why we're here.
And not only that, you've taken the time to prep good, nutritious food.
Exactly. And that's what this episode is all about, is taking the time and thinking and planning about prepping good, nutritious food. And I can tell you guys this, and for many of you who have done heavy labor, especially if it involves carrying kit and rifles around, you know what I'm talking about. And that is, it is unbelievable what a pick-me-up it is to have good food, you know, some quick carbs, we'll talk about that, to have a really good protein-based good meal, and no garbage that's, you know, going to slow you down and make you not feel good. It's unbelievable what a boost it is and how much better your performance is. You know, our last episode, episode 4, we were talking about prepper fit and exercise and everything. Many people out there can relate to this. Think about when you go to the gym and you haven't eaten anything, what your performance is versus
and how depleted you feel.
Yeah, you just feel like, yeah, I've said before,
cement legs. Yeah,
yeah, it's not true. I've said to you, I've said I feel like there's not a single sugar molecule in my bloodstream right now, and that's how you feel. And then you eat something nutritious and you just feel way better. And we're not talking about comfort food, we're talking about quality fuel. It'd be like, you know, your car or truck or Jeep.
Yes.
Are you going to go and get bad gas that has, you know, water in it and all that other stuff? Or are you going to get some, you know, 92 octane good stuff that's really, really good to fuel yourself? Because your performance will be different. So nutrition matters all the time, but in a collapse, it's really going to matter. And that's when you need it the most. One of the things I'd like to talk about, I have a very good friend in the special operations community who's a retired special operations medic. You want to talk about a guy who's qualified to talk about this topic, and we should have him on. Maybe we will in a while. He's, given that he's a special operations guy, he doesn't really like coming on podcasts and
it's
talking.
It's amazing. Yeah. No.
He's kind of
but
a
he'll
private,
give you good information.
Private guy. He is a wealth of information, and it was a conversation I had with him that got me thinking about this as a topic, because he explained in great detail how nutrition makes a difference. And when we talk about nutrition, we're not just talking about the amount of vitamin B12 in something. We're talking about protein and carbs and fiber and all these other things, all the stuff that's in food and ought to be in food, and that's what he's talking about. So he gave me a book that I recommend. It's going to be on our website. It's the Special Operation Force Nutrition Guide. It's put out by the Department of Defense, put out by SOCOM, Special Operations Command. And it's really easy to read. I don't like science, to be really honest. And I didn't want to, you know, nutrition's.
See the little molecule models of,
yeah,
of like atoms and nutrients and neutrons. And don't want to see the little.
No.
Erector set version? No. Okay.
No, I don't. And so, but this is a really good book, and we have it up and a link to it. We'll get that out to folks. And it's Special Operation Forces SOF Nutrition Guide. It's $9.99 on Kindle, $10 on paperback. That's where you should go and get all the detail. Much like everything else on Prepping 2.0, we will alert you to a topic, nutrition. We will give you the basic outline of it. We will tell you why it's important and what we've found out in our own lives about it. We might have a guest on who can expand on, but we never try to give people all the details about something because there's not enough time in the day. I mean, geez, if we did a podcast on, you know, well, let's talk about riboflavin. I mean, nobody's going to listen. I'm not going to riboflavin. I've quit listening to myself at that point. So that's the soft book. Well, Shelby, let me ask you a question. Nutrition. I hear that word. I was raised for real by a bunch of hippies. It was unpleasant, by the way. Raised by hippies. When I hear nutrition, I think they're going to start telling me to eat twigs and sticks. When we talk about nutrition, do we mean hippie stuff?
No, we don't mean hippie stuff. But there's, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, that's probably the only common ground you will have with with a hippie is that is good nutrition. So, no, this isn't hippie stuff. This is, for me, this is, I'll go back to what I said in the beginning, good fuel for your body so that it is at humming along when you need it to hum along the most, and that is during a collapse. And not only that, it helps and it backs up what we said in our previous episode about good nutrition and being prepper fit. Do that now so that when you need your engine to perform later on, you're ready. You're ready to go.
You know, one thing I just thought of as you were saying that, because I listen to you, because you're my
I'm
wife.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, isn't that great? Is that when it comes to nutrition, a factor to think about, folks, a lot of us are not 20 years old. And
nope.
When you're 20 years old, you can eat, you know, a pillowcase full of Halloween candy for like 2 weeks and go out and perform well. And I am in my early 50s. I'm not going to tell you how old Shelby is because I'm a gentleman. You'd never guess her age by looking at her. Let me put it that way. And so I am not young. And it is even harder when you are, let's say, middle-aged to get all this stuff done at all, let alone if you have a bunch of garbage in you and your body's saying, oh, this is terrible. It's not going to work.
It's going to go putt, 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 just like your engine would.
Exactly. Shelby, we have coined a phrase in our house, and I think it was a phrase that was coined in a big Facebook comment war we got into with some people. Why don't you tell folks what that phrase is and what we mean by it?
Oh, Whole Foods versus Walmart Foods preppers, yes?
Yes, Whole Foods preppers versus Walmart preppers. What do you mean by that?
I'm going to tell you the example. So, because so many of these things, you're right, come out with keyboard wars on Facebook. But basically, it was I had shared a really good deal on meat that was at a local regional store here, and it was like 50 cents a pound. And this person came on and said, you know, where did you get that? Or it was somehow, and I told her, and I looked it up because I could see what city she was from. And I said, hey, check out this store. There's one in your city. And she said, I'm not gonna say the store, I actually like it. And I said the name of the store, and she goes, oh, it's kind of sketchy. Not
because
my thing.
They sell food cheaply there.
Yeah.
And in bulk, and it's, quote, sketchy.
And it could be sketchy, but I'll tell you what, I can buy a box of granola there and a box of granola at Whole Foods, and they're the exact same thing, about double the price at one and not the other. We jokingly call Whole Foods Whole Paycheck.
Exactly.
Because it is incredibly increased in price. And my thing is, food is food. If you, unless I'm seeing major health violations and things like that, which don't happen in grocery stores because of that very reason, I'm gonna go for the discount. It is hard enough as it is to prep on a budget without going broke and do it. I don't need to choose my grocery store based on how cool it is.
You know, and I just realized as I was listening to you, because that's what I do.
I know, I just love that.
Isn't that cool? The parts of the country, you guys may not really know what Whole Foods is. I believe it's a national chain. It's an extremely high-end, very expensive, fancy, foofy, shishi grocery
store.
Kardashian,
man bun. Yeah,
it's like, I'm serious, they have exotic goat cheeses that are like, you know, $20 a pound. I'm not kidding you. And so That's what we always, and there's a bunch of them in Seattle, of course.
There's a bunch of them in Portland.
Exactly. So that's what we're talking about with that. You know, you bring up that example. I remember another example that got us talking about mm-hmm. Whole Foods versus Walmart prepping. By the way, we're Walmart preppers. You'll see where we're going with this. And that is, you posted a picture. We got a screaming good deal on some breakfast cereal stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was like a dollar a box or something like that. It's kind
and
of
when you say breakfast, we're not talking granola here. We're talking it's a
kind of stuff kids eat. I mean, it was like Cocoa Puffs, or I don't even know what it was, but it was that kind of food. And you know, not for us, but you know, for kids and stuff. And we put it up. I remember, you know, dancing with glee in the aisle of the grocery store, and I was like, "Oh, let's put this up. Yeah, this will be cool. People will think this is really cool. It'll inspire them to go couponing, something you're famous for, Shelby, go couponing mm-hmm. and get some good deals." So we put it up, and there were all these comments like, "Oh, you're going to die from GMOs." And there's this, I don't know this name of this chemical somebody mentioned, and that's going to kill you. And that's in these cereals. And you and I, we got kind of mad at that elitism and snobbery. First of all, and by the way, we're not going to get into whether GMOs are a good or bad thing. I don't care. I don't know. I haven't done 14 hours of show prep, so I don't really know. But it was this idea that, oh, if you want to prep nutritiously, you need to have, you know, $20 a pound whole goat cheese or some crazy thing. The elitism of rich people and the foods they eat was now creeping into their prepping. And so if they eat $20 a pound goat cheese, by golly, it has to be $20 a pound goat cheese for prepping food.
Well, and here's the thing though too, in a collapse situation, I'm gonna tell you this right now, that cereal is not gonna be my go-to first thing. But when you need a shot of sugar because you are depleted because you're hungry, or I need to send you and the guys out somewhere and you need a snack in your pocket that'll give you the pick-me-up, I'll send you with that. If we absolutely don't want to eat it, I'll and we'll talk more about, I'm going to barter it away. But for a dollar a box on cereal that is now most cereal these days, $4, north of $4 a box, because cereal has increased in price immensely over the last 5+ years, you know what? We're going to buy it and we're going to prep with it. And you know what? I don't care if it's got a whole bunch of chemicals in it at this point. We're good.
Here's the thing. And when you're really hungry in a collapse, by the way, $20 a pound goat cheese, it requires refrigeration. And of course, there are no preservatives in it, so it's only going to last 2 or 3 weeks. If you have a choice between hunger and Captain Crunch, if you don't choose Captain Crunch, I really don't want you to survive, because I don't want a country full of idiots like you.
Yeah.
And so it's normalcy bias. We talk about this almost every show. I remember episode 2 was our big show on normalcy bias and what it is. And that's, of course, thinking that in a disaster situation, you should act and expect things like they are today, right now, in peacetime. So normalcy bias, and I talk about this in my book quite a bit about the food prepping. The food you eat now, don't think of that as prepping food. You cannot duplicate, for most people, you cannot duplicate the foods you're eating now in a survival situation. Why don't you expand on that?
And not only, right now I can go to the grocery store and get some milk and some yogurt and some cheese, and I can even coupon with them and get them cheap during a collapse. None of that will be true. I will need to find other ways to get milk, to get cheese, to get all those things. And I have plans for that. So, and not only that, nutrition's going to flip-flop. Right now, you and I are because we're prepper fit, we don't eat a lot of sugar. We don't eat a lot of empty carbs. We don't eat those things because all they do is put weight on us right now. In a collapse, when we're stressed and having to walk instead of drive, and we need shots of instant energy, sugar is not necessarily bad at that point. There's kind of already a built-in normalcy bias now that we need to just be prepared for. We're going to say that a lot. That will change, especially nutritionally, after a collapse.
Exactly. And that thing about sugar is really important. I do not eat a lot of sugar. I've actually cut so much of it out. When I eat sugar, I get a little bit upset in the stomach. That being said, I remember out with the team, we were training heavy kit, rifles moving all day long. I mean, when you have body armor on, just standing up and not even moving.
You're just constantly weightlifting.
Is a workout. And I remember I hadn't had, you know, breakfast cereal in a long, long time. And there was a box of Lucky Charms that I brought because...
Did you know that Lucky Charms are gluten-free? They are.
They are gluten-free, by the way. So we'll talk more about that in a moment. Mm-hmm. But I remember sitting there and I had not a single sugar molecule in my bloodstream, it felt like. And I eat that stuff, not a ton of it, by the way, like a handful. And I started feeling better and I started having more energy.
And it clears your mind too. There's an emotional clearing of your mind that happens when you are hungry, when you're depleted like that, and you bring yourself back up.
Exactly. And not only you, it's good for you. People might be looking at you as a leader. And if you can sit there and everybody's tired and everybody's stressed out, and you can all of a sudden say, okay, dudes, here's what we're going to go do. We're going to, you know, and there's a leadership role to that too. And so, everybody out there, if you're a prepper 2.0, you need to understand to lose the normalcy bias. By the way, we all have it. This is not something like, oh, Shelby and I, we're perfect and we don't have normalcy bias.
We fight against it ourselves.
We do, but don't approach prepping as if you're just storing more of the food that you eat now. Big caveat. To the extent you can, store food that you already eat. Why don't you talk about that and rotating and all of that?
Well, and yes, that's huge. So things like right now, you and I, this is wintertime. We eat a lot of soup. I'll use that as an example. I can go out and buy canned soup. Okay, that's fine. And you should have canned soup in your preps, yes. So you have that instant warm meal that you have. But you and I have realized and that we like beans-based soups, whether it be a chili, whether it be whatever. So guess what I do? I go to our local regional store. I'm going to say the name because it's in a lot of Pacific Northwest states. Winco.
It's in the South, by the way. Winco's are everywhere. Yeah.
It's like, sorry if you're on the East Coast and you're listening to this, because if you're ever over here, go to a Winco. They have a huge bulk food section that has a prepping aspect. It's not a bulk section like what's in Whole Foods, where it's a bunch of really expensive spices and teas. This is... let's use this, the one that I remember, split peas, dried split peas, 67 cents a pound in a bag from a store that's double the price. So we buy 10 pounds of it and I divide it up into 1 pound sizes and I vacuum seal them.
And so it's both prep food being vacuum sealed and it is current food. And
we rotate them out.
Exactly. And start eating the food that you prep now. By the way, it's good. It's tasty. Throw it in an Instapot. We could do an entire hour on Instapots.
We're going to do a whole... But here's the thing. With something like, let's just say split pea soup. You and I love split pea soup. It is incredibly nutritionally dense and very low in calories. That is a great example of a food that you can prep for, that you can eat now, and it is great nutrition. And on a cold day, a good hot soup is that boost that you need. So that's one example, and we'll talk more about it here too. But if we can jump back though a little bit, I do want to talk about just some real simple examples of good protein, good carbs, and some vitamins sort of stuff. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
If I jump back?
Yes, you know this.
I know this really well. Protein, it's, and I want to jump in here. It's interesting. I've gotten Glenn hooked on this. I watch survival shows. Both ones that are kind of a little bit extreme and some that are really kind of, you learn good stuff. I watch Naked and Afraid. I watch Alone. I watch, those are the two mostly that I see these days. Naked and Afraid is kind of silly. I get that. But what's interesting, and you'll see it, is when someone hasn't been without food for a few days, they start losing it a little bit. They start, not making good decisions. It's like what's in between their ears starts to misfire. And they start getting very tired. And then to the point where they're sleeping a lot. and then they start making stupid mistakes that can harm them. On the show alone, that one's a little bit different if you ever watch it. It is basically they put these people out in the woods all by themselves alone, and whoever can last the longest wins. And so sometimes those have gone several months in extreme conditions, and you can see the emotional, oh my gosh, I'm so lonely, I miss my family, I need to get back because of my family. They're hungry because they've gone several days and weeks without food. And that's what happens to you when you haven't had good nutrition. And you'll hear them all say, I need protein.
Yeah, they start drooling over the idea of catching a mouse and getting like a teaspoon worth of meat. Yeah. It takes them like an hour to cook it, and they are thrilled with it.
And what it's interesting, they eat the mouse, and then you can see the perk come back up in them. The show alone is fascinating to watch with that. And they eat things that are disgusting, but you know what? That's what it will be like in a collapse, and food supplies go. So good proteins, meat and dairy, eggs, chicken, when I say meats based. Those are good. Red meat, that's beef, that is good for you. It's high in fat. I tend to stay towards the lean meats, which are fish and chicken, and eggs. Eggs are high in fat, but they're good fat, but be judicious with those. Other good proteins, if you're a vegetarian or you just don't have meats around, legumes, beans and peanut butter and that sort of thing. Here's the other one that a lot of people don't know about. Texturized vegetable protein.
TVP.
TVP, you can buy it in bulk. You can buy it from, you can buy it everywhere just about now. You can find it in like 1 pound packs in kind of like your, well, it depends on where you're at, what store. It can be in an interesting section. Here's the thing, it looks like it looks like sand almost. It's a little bit bigger, almost like small pebbles. It is vegetable protein it's soy-based, and you heat it up and you hydrate it. It comes dehydrated, and it looks like ground meat, and you can put it in chilies and soups and things where you would normally put like ground beef. Here's the thing, it's great to prep with. You and I have packed away quite a bit of that to have in that in a collapse situation, because it's a great protein source and it's not beef-based.
Here's another thing I love about TVP. Yes, it is nutritious. It tastes pretty good. By the way, that's why you have a ton of spices.
Yes.
We won't even get into spices. You got to have a ton of spices. TVP is cheap, and it is dehydrated, and you just vacuum seal it. Because every time we talk about prepping foods, at some level we consider cost, and we consider also whether it can last for a number of years with reasonable precautions like vacuum sealing. Well, we've covered protein. We're going to come back from the break and talk about carbs, good and bad carbs, vitamins, food allergy, bartering, and then we're going to talk about layering. So stick around. You're getting a lot of good information, and we love telling you guys about it.
We'll be right back with more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Shelby Gallagher and Glenn Tate right after this.
The Operator G1 is a full-featured, rugged comm solution designed for the Midland MXT 100 and 105. Designed and manufactured in the USA, the Operator is an all-in-one support platform for two-way wireless communication for civilians. Using the GMRS bands, there is no ham license required and no test needed for operation. Ideal for preppers, hunters, homesteaders, ranchers, and people just like you. Waterproof when closed, this rugged system houses the Midland radio, microphone, and antenna, providing an always-ready, always-charged grab-and-go solution for emergencies or events, as well as an ideal solution for a base station or vehicle use. Powered by a 60Ah internal battery, the Operator recharges quickly and easily using the supplied AC charger, the internal solar controller, or directly from a vehicle. If you recognize the value of wireless communication with or without grid power, the Operator G1 is an award-winning solution that allows simple, one-button communication when it counts. Our 2-year warranty, quality materials, and first-class assembly technicians deliver a high-value solution when you need to be sure you can get your comms up. To learn more, go online to portableuniversalpower.com.
Do you need a custom Kydex holster or magazine holder? Glenn Tate's favorite custom holster and mag holder maker is Northwest Retention Systems. You can select your holster or mag holder color, including the I Miss America logo, and Northwest Retention Systems will custom make yours. While you're at it, look into the Scout Chest Rig Holster. Glenn loves his for vehicle operations and for fishing. Made by a young craftsman supporting a growing family of young patriots, Northwest Retention Systems products are 100% American-made with no foreign parts. Find out more online at northwestretentionsystems.com.
Prepper Press is a small, independent publisher of survival nonfiction and post-apocalyptic fiction. At PrepperPress.com, you'll find a variety of books to guide you on your journey to prepare for a compromise to the electrical grid, natural disasters, economic collapse, political strife, or similar scenarios that could disrupt life as we know it. You'll also discover fictional yet believable stories about what happens to society when everything falls apart. To learn more, visit Prepper Press online at PrepperPress.com.
And we're back with more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Shelby Gallagher with my co-host for life and on this program, Glenn Tate. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Shelby.
It's like we never see each other.
I know, we totally do.
All the time. Anyway, yeah. We spend a lot of time together and we have a lot of fun together. So I want to pick up where we left off. Good proteins, we talked about that, some good examples. And these are overviews. I am not going to be able to go deep into detail on this. You can find all this out on the internet. You can go YouTube. It's just good nutrition, good protein. Protein is essential for energy and building muscle. Carbs are energy, and this is where I think the American diet just messes it up for everybody, because there's carbs in everything and there's a lot of bad carbs out there. And you've heard this before, probably, the bad whites: white sugar, white flour, white, what else? Some people put milk in that. I'm not a big milk drinker, but I don't.
I think that white sugar and starches, white flour,
white
probably
starches,
white
yes.
potatoes, too much of them. That's the bad carbs.
That's the bad.
And why are they bad?
They're bad because they're most of the time, except for potatoes, they are white flour and white sugar in particular are so processed and so processed that they're void of very much nutrition. A lot of people don't realize this. White flour nutritionally is like sugar.
It is, because in about 20 minutes, I've been told, it turns into sugar. It
goes into your bloodstream. Recognizes it as sugar.
Yeah, and obviously you wouldn't eat, you know, a bunch of tablespoons of sugar, but for some reason we will eat croissants, which are delicious, by the way, and we'll eat all this, you know. And by the way, pancakes, love them. It's a big part of the book series, but pancakes are little round slices of sugar. That's the
way to
look
at it.
And then
you pour, I don't know, processed syrup on it.
Corn syrup, yep.
Yes.
Which is the same thing. It goes straight in your bloodstream quickly. And as I mentioned in the last episode, episode 4, I, in the past, had a little bit of a problem with the blood sugar. And
yep.
So my body doesn't handle sugar well. I mean, I can handle it and everything's fine. But you got to understand, it's like this big shot of sort of like adrenaline or something. And everyone's mm-hmm. like, hey, adrenaline's great. You know what? It's not. You have a crash afterwards. You have a headache. It's really hard on your body. So it's just like a big old injection of sugar if you eat a bunch of white bread.
Well, and I will throw this out there. I'm no doctor and I am no nutritionist. But that right there, the overloading of white carbs in our American diet, I would argue, and I think I could do it fairly well not being a doctor or nutritionist, that's the main reason why there's early on stages of type 2 diabetes, is because our bodies are not accustomed to this, because they're accustomed to whole foods, not the supermarket,
yeah.
but whole foods. So good carbs are things that are not processed. So if you're looking at a food label and you see the word enriched, that just means processed. Look for things that don't have the word enriched. So when I see whole wheat, or I see oats
are great,
or those sorts of things, that tells me it's not processed and it's not completely void of nutrition. Going to the other thing is potatoes. I'll eat potatoes every now and then. I don't eat them very often, but if I have a choice between a white rice and a potato, I'll take a potato, because
yes.
it's got nutrition. It's got vitamin C in it, for one. And it's closer to its original form at harvest.
Exactly. And brown rice is a good carb. By the way, beans.
Beans are great
beans
carbs.
Are a great slow-release carb. I eat a lot of beans because I don't do quick-release carbs and sugars. And that's what you need. And we'll get into layering in a moment. Mm-hmm. What you need is a little bit of quick energy, a little bit of slow-release energy, some proteins, and you need fat, by the way. And by the way, I will not even say it. Please do not. It'll be a two-hour thing, and I know you'll go bananas. Rabbit starvation thing. You need fat, but anyway, sorry.
Someone defriended me on Facebook because of that.
Got in a big argument about rabbit starvation. If all you ate were rabbit, you would starve, and that's not true. It's a myth, blah, blah, blah. But you need fat. That is true.
It's an urban legend amongst preppers. It's a weird thing. So it doesn't exist. So that being said, good carbs and good proteins, and also a good rule of thumb, those that are closest to the original form when harvested. So who has ever harvested Captain Crunch? Who has ever harvested granola? Who has ever, you know what I mean? So look for those things that are closest. Now, does that mean that Shelby eats only, you know, kale and, I don't know, eggs from her? No, I'm drinking a Diet Coke right now as we speak.
Shocking.
You know, but all things within balance and reason too.
And by the way, if I can add to this, you know, we're talking about good carbs and bad carbs. When we talk about good carbs and we mention beans and those sorts of things and oats and everything, this relates directly to what you ought to be prepping with. Get a bunch of oatmeal, and yeah, it can have some sugar flavoring. Who cares? It's no big deal.
It's not the stuff I prep with certainly is not organic, and it's got some things on the label that I don't understand what chemical it is. Right.
But get a ton of oatmeal. You can get the big packs. By the way, I get the quick cook stuff because you're not going to have the firewood or the propane to sit there and cook it for half an hour because it tastes slightly better. You know, if you're outdoors and you're running a fire for a half an hour, you're signaling to people where they should come and kill you. So, I mean, it's like a big deal. So get, you know, the quicker stuff, quick, instant. Costco, Sam's Club, other places have like 52 packs usually
of
flavored oatmeal for, I think, $7. And you just throw it in a vacuum seal bag and you seal it up and you just add water. So anyway, those are some good carbs. Beans, beans, beans. By the way, there's like, well, we have this thing we love called 15 bean soup mix, and it's got 15 different kinds of beans. My point with that is there are 15 kinds of beans. All of them have slightly different tastes, which is good. Variety is good. All of them have slightly different nutritional values and complementary or nutrients that one bean may not have, another may have. Go bananas. Get a whole bunch of different kinds of beans. So those are some good carbs. Well, there's the topic of vitamins, and there's two approaches to this. One is the whole foods approach, which is to only eat foods that have all the vitamins you may possibly need. And you know what? That's cool. If you are an accountant in suburban America making six figures a year, I hope you do go to Whole Foods and you eat really nutritiously and you get all the vitamins you need from the food that you're eating. I'm not being sarcastic. That's a cool thing. That's the ideal thing. That's not going to happen in a collapse. And it stuns me all the time. People will get in these big arguments and they'll spend all this money on prepper food because of vitamins and stuff. Hey, here's an idea. Go to Costco and get a 300 pack of multivitamins for $12. Is a multivitamin in a pill the exact same thing as trace amounts of selenium coming out of $20 a pound goat cheese? No, it is not. But guess what? You're gonna get through this collapse. That's another thing. The collapse probably isn't going to last for like 400 years. And so you can have store-bought vitamins. Oh my goodness, that's so awful. For a couple months, a couple years, and you can live through it. And then crops will be grown, and then there will be goats again, and you can have your $20 pound goat cheese. So that's one thing with vitamins. It's such a simple solution. Again, prepping solution. And that is, buy a ton of vitamins and vacuum seal them. Do vitamins lose their potency over time? Well, yes, they do. They just lose their potency. They don't become poisonous. And by the way, an amazing barter item is vitamins. If you take that 300 pack of Costco vitamins and you vacuum seal it, that is going to be worth gold, absolute gold. And so buy way more than you need. and get a ton of vitamins. Electrolytes, often overlooked, they're really, really important when you are exerting yourself and when you are sweating. When I was in high school and in Civil Air Patrol, because all that in the book is true, we were out doing search and rescue stuff in the sun, and I got really, really dehydrated, and the salt was on my jungle fatigues and stuff. It was caked on there. It was really gross. I started getting crazy, delirious, weird, and one of the medics realized it, got me some electrolytes and some salt, and in, I don't know, 20 minutes, I was back to myself. And so don't forget the electrolytes. A really cool way to prep for electrolytes is to get sugared Gatorade package. Oh, it's got sugar in it. Shelby went over that. Get rid of the normalcy bias. You're
I don't need drink sugar. Gatorade right now.
No, I don't either. I think it's way too much sugar.
It's too much. But we've got canisters of it for a collapse, you bet.
Because you're going to need the sugar. And it does have some electrolytes. It could be anything, by the way. It doesn't need to be Gatorade, but something with electrolytes, kind of athlete, sort of recovery kind of drink mix. And the, by the way, drink mixes mask the flavor of treated water, and they're easy to store. They're already dried. There is no downside to having a bunch of Gatorade or similar items and get it with the sugar. I talk about this in the 299 Days book series. So that's the thing. What is another topic that people should think about when it comes to nutrition that's not really nutrition, but it kind of is related?
Well, the other one is food allergies.
Yes.
It's funny because before we had announced our marriage, I would put recipes and what did you do to prep today? And a lot of things I have prepped with or prepped for is gluten-free. You're the gluten-free family member.
Yes.
That I have, that I prep for. And here's the thing. It's funny because that's part of the Whole Foods, whole Walmart preppers thing. Some of the pushback I've gotten is, you know, the gluten-free man bun,
bunch of hippies,
whatever. No, seriously, you have a food allergy. Now, do I need to call 911 when you eat gluten? No, but you have to take some allergy medication because you have a reaction very similar to like hay fever or something like that. You get itchy and you get uncomfortable and you get kind of creepy crawly skin and it's uncomfortable. And you also don't feel good for several hours. So you have a food allergy. Does that mean during a collapse that, you know, suck it up, you're just going to have to be itchy and miserable? No, it means the foods we prep for cater to your food allergy.
Beans. Oatmeal. Cornmeal. We forgot cornmeal.
Yes.
What a great thing. You can get 5 pounds of cornmeal for about $2.50.
Masica.
And they're Hispanic people all over the United States, and so a lot of grocery stores have it. And all you do is you take like a little bit of that, you add a little bit of water, and you flatten it out, and you make real corn tortillas, not this floury garbage nonsense stuff. And by the way, get a tortilla press, get a real one. There's like a $25 one that actually works. Don't get the $15 one, it doesn't work. So cornmeal, it's not actually cornmeal, it's masica.
It's like corn flour.
It's like corn flour, but it's all corn.
It's a whole grain carb.
Yeah.
It is what I was just talking about. It's that complex carb that your body actually has to work at. It doesn't recognize it as sugar.
Exactly. So here are all these good carbs that have the side benefit of not having gluten. So let's say nobody in your family has a gluten allergy. So should you have gluten-free stuff? Yeah. By the way, when it's easy to get it, I mean, if it's like gluten-free,
easy and inexpensive,
like mac and cheese, which is like $400 a box, don't get that. But the reason is maybe your neighbor and you guys form an alliance and you're going to take care of each other and you guys are pulling guard duty and you're doing all the community building stuff in 299 days and all the community building stuff in a great state when things are occurring in the other state. I don't want to give it away. Anyway, when that's going on, think of others and prep some food that doesn't have gluten because you can eat it too and maybe somebody else can eat it, which is go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, and honestly, in the bartering world,
exactly.
If I have some gluten-free something and I have somebody that is not going to be part of my community come through and they're going to want to barter with me, I'll barter it away. You know what I mean? Somebody from the city trying to escape, trying to get out, whatever. Why? Because what they have, I want. So, yeah.
If I have 5 pounds of Captain Crunch, I will. That does nothing for me, and I will trade you for a pound of Masica.
Yep.
And you'll be like, this is crazy. Good deal for you. So always, yeah, think about bartering when it comes to kind of foods that you're prepping. Maybe foods you're not going to eat, but some others will. Mm-hmm. So lightning round, Shelby, because you are so good at the food part of all this stuff. What are some examples of nutritious prep food? Maybe ones that we already haven't mentioned.
Of prep foods, I would say, well, where I was kind of inspired by this, and there's some lists out there, you can look them up. The top 10 foods that will be most...
it'll go fastest.
Go fastest, most quickest in
like
a
off
collapse.
The shelves go fastest. Like,
well, we all know water. We've already... We'll talk more about that. But milk, powdered... Well, milk, anything fresh, but milk. And there's a cousin to that. So I prep, and we're ready for the collapse. I prep powdered milk. I have vacuum sealed it away, and I have put the recipe for it on the packet so that if I need to barter, one, if I need to use it, which I do, I can use it, and I can also barter away these little tiny packs of milk. It makes a quart of milk. The cousin to that is baby powder, baby formula.
Yes.
Baby formula in a collapse will save lives.
Do we have any little babies? No.
We don't have babies.
No, do we have baby formula? Yes, we
yes,
do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Because someone could need it or
someone
barter.
Could need it. And now is the time when you find it on sale, when you get the coupons from the breastfeeding mom who leaves the hospital with $10,000, and I'm joking, maybe $100 or $200 in coupons from the hospital that they give you. Get them. Keep those samples. Vacuum seal them and put them away. Those will save lives and you can barter with them. Toilet paper. I know that's not a food, but the other one is canned meat.
Yes. High in fat, high in calories. Oh, that's so awful. No, it's not.
It's not. Whenever I go to Costco or Sam's Club or whatever, I get one of their $10 like stack of five or six cans of canned chicken, tuna, all of those things. And those are things that go on sale a lot as well.
I add spaghetti sauce? I think spaghetti sauce is very, very nutritious. Tomatoes are like just loaded with goodness.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, number 10 tins for $6. And that's a good thing. So what are some other examples of nutritious prep foods?
I would go on and say any canned meat. I would say any of those whole grain flours. The Masique is a good one. I'm trying to think. You and I have prepped some gluten-free bread mixes and things like that. Here's another thing I'll say about gluten-free. Many times, well, they have to be made without wheat. That's the key to being gluten-free. But they're also whole grain many times. So if you want to take on kind of a gluten-free diet for the nutritional value of it, just simply look for those whole grains. Very few times will you see enriched on the labels. So there's that. Now, is everything that is gluten-free yummy, Glenn?
No.
No, a lot of times it does taste like cardboard, but not so much anymore.
It's getting better, and it's often expensive, but you can get some good deals out there. Well, we have five-ish more minutes, and so I wanted you to talk about layering, because as far as I know, we're the only people in the prepper world talking about this. And if somebody out there has a podcast and they've talked about layering your food preps, I apologize, because, you know, we're not trying to claim like exclusiveness here. What is layering when it comes to food preps?
Layering is basically having more than one way to prep your food. And again, every now and then on social media, you and I vacuum seal a lot. But here's the thing, we vacuum seal a lot of things. And people come out and say to us, you need to do more than that. We do more than that. There's gardening. There's more than one way to prep your food. We also prep our food in the sense of there's what we call deep preps, those things that have a 20-year shelf life. Those are the MREs. Those are the freeze-dried meals. Those are things that are packed away truly for that first 72 hours in a collapse, to have that instant meal when all we have is water to make the food.
So I think you mean the MREs are things that are for first 72 hours. The freeze-dried food is for 20 years. So
yeah, it's good for 20 years.
Yeah.
But I put it away for the collapse situation. Then there's those foods that expire in about 3 to 5 years. Those are our canned goods. Those are a lot of times our vacuum sealed stuff. Those are things that we will rotate out And you mentioned the beans earlier. I do vacuum seal away dried lentils and things like that. And we use them at the same time. Same with your gluten-free bread mixes and things like that. We will use them and rotate them out in 3 to 5 years. But so you need to have a rotation system in mind. I also say frozen meat. We joke about this. How many freezers do I have?
When you count refrigerators that have a freezer on top, we have 6 freezers.
You have 6 freezers. Why? Because I find meat on a good deal and I rotate them out. So we have good source of good solid protein for when there's a collapse. We have to keep the freezers going. But we're ready for that. So that's layering, having more than one way that you prep your food, freezing, vacuum sealing, dry food, whatever, so that you have multiple ways to get a food source even during a collapse.
And I think you hit on it with the MREs and things. There's like the quick to eat convenient foods, like grab this and go patrol your neighborhood. And then there's the garden. Those are your two extremes.
Exactly.
And there's
Garden's
stuff in between,
a great one.
Maybe some fishing, maybe some hunting. But you don't put all your eggs in one basket because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And also, you can use some of this stuff for bartering. Maybe you hate MREs, but somebody else...
When it's the whole thing, when a collapse happens, I'll just garden.
Yeah.
Not possible.
You'll be dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have about 3 minutes.
Good.
Could you tell folks how to get a hold of us and hear from us?
Again, I encourage people to check out our websites. 299days.com is Glenn's website. Please take a few moments and sign up for his newsletter. We make a point to send out newsletters about once a week. We took a week off for the holiday this week because I know y'all are getting plenty of emails from all the Black Friday stuff. And then my website, Shelby Gallagher's website, is agreatstate.com. Again, sign up for the newsletter. We will keep you updated on things we're doing and updates and all of that. But also, too, from there, you can launch onto our social media. We're pretty active on Facebook, and we cross-post to Twitter. And we do Medium on Instagram and things like that. But the idea being, though, we're across multiple platforms because we recognize what everyone else is. We don't know how much longer we'll be on any one platform, so we're across many of them. And then you're going to tell us how places you can listen to us across multiple platforms.
Sure, and I hope all these platforms are actually functioning by the time people hear this.
It's because they're up and coming, not on
exactly.
Their way out. Yeah.
iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, our YouTube channel, Prepping 2.0, radio stations, KYAH, KNAK, and probably more by the time you hear this. Our websites each have the episodes. And then, you know, it's so important. However you listen to this show, let's say iTunes, subscribe and rate and download. Obviously, if you're subscribing,
even if you don't listen to it, download it. I mean,
yeah.
That helps
that's
us
great.
Out a lot.
Yeah, in fact, you know, go ahead and just download and don't even listen. No, I'm kidding. But that's really, really important. Any way you listen to us that has a subscriber or rate thing, please, please, please take 5-10 seconds. We've just told you about a bunch of food prepping ideas that could literally save your life. So we need this community to grow because we need this message to get out. And the way all these platforms, iTunes and YouTube and all these other things work, it's all algorithms and it's all based on comments and reviews and ratings and subscription numbers, and that's how the word gets out. And so you could be doing a lot of people you've never met a whole lot of good, getting them information about the things we talk about, just because you took a little bit of extra time. So, well, some closing thoughts here. Is it hard to plan for nutritious food prepping?
I don't think it is, because what I'm doing is taking the nutritious lifestyle that I've already made a point to be involved in since I lost all the weight that we talked about in a previous episode, and I'm just carrying that over into my current life and preparing for it after the collapse.
Exactly, and I would just add to that that if you put a little bit of thought into this and diversify, you're going to be much, much better off. You're going to be healthier. Your kids, if you have kids, are going to be healthier. It's just there's no downside to this. Take a little time, plan it out. Go to, you know, a store. We have Cash and Carry here, but there are other restaurant supplier, Costco, and just walk around and think about all the things we said. and go look at products and think, hey, I've never tried that before. Maybe I should. Well, we are about out of time.
But let me add this too. If you want to go to my website at greatstate.com, I have a tab called recipes. If you look through those recipes, you'll see, yes, they're whole food based. They are basic foods that are made really yummy and ready for a collapse. And that is all we have time for. Please tune in next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Prepping 2.0 with authors Shelby Gallagher and Glenn Tate. All of the fun and easy prepping information heard on this podcast can be found online at prepping2-0.com. You can also find out more about Glenn's books online at 299days.com and about Shelby's books online at agreatstate.com. Until next time, be smart, be safe, and be prepared.